KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 46 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high around 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Creston Police Department reports five people were arrested recently and one incident of vandalism was reported. Authorities say 42-year-old Tammy Burgoyne of Creston was arrested Sunday morning at her home for domestic assault. Burgoyne was transported to the Ringgold County Jail and held pending a bond appearance. Saturday afternoon, Creston Police arrested 65-year-old Rodney Bell of Creston for public intoxication and simple domestic assault. Saturday morning, 20-year-old Adrian Roth of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for theft in the fifth degree. Bell and Routh were released from the jail and a promise to appear later in court. Friday evening, 36-year-old Joshua Jones of Gravity was arrested in Creston on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a child support matter. And Friday afternoon, 38-year-old Dustin Seeley of Creston was arrested on a Department of Corrections warrant on an original charge for parole violation. Seeley was being held without bond in the Union County Jail, while Jones's bond was set at $500. And the Creston police say a female residing in the 600 block of South Bureau Street reported Friday morning that someone had slashed three tires on her vehicle while it was parked near her home. The incident happened sometime between 8 p.m. Thursday and 8 a.m. Friday. The loss estimated at $525. Atlantic residents have another chance to take care of spring cleaning by getting rid of good, used, and or broken electronics for free. Jason Erickson, COO of ThinkSpace IT Metal Recyclers in Logan, and the Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron have joined with Midwest Recyclers to host an e-waste recycling drive in Atlantic from 4 until 8 p.m. tomorrow. That's Tuesday, April 18th, at the American Legion Memorial Building, or the old Armory at 2nd and Poplar Streets here in Atlantic.
You can bring most any electronics with the exception of the tube televisions and really, really super large battery type things. We don't take the large lead acid batteries, but we'll take almost any other type of battery.
The electronic equipment can be almost anything you can carry.
Pretty much anything, old VCRs, computers, iPods, old phones, all of that good stuff. You can bring it right on down and we'll take care of it.
Televisions and computer monitors, however, should be recycled at your local landfill or large box stores like Best Buy, but you'll want to call ahead first. The e-waste is transported to another location to be broken down into separate, smaller components and then melted down into their valuable metals such as gold and silver. Those metals are then resold to make new products. Erickson says there's really no limit on the amount of small electronics you can bring to the event.
We are not putting a limit on this at all. We've arranged with the recycler that if we do overflow, we'll actually store stuff up in the armory, and he'll come back at a later date and pick them up. But for the general public, just bring it down. We will have storage for it, and we'll get it taken care of.
They will accept laptops, desktops, servers, computer mice, printers, scanners, external and internal hard drives, keyboards, UPS battery backups, tablets, and more. The event is being coordinated by the local Civil Air Patrol Group, the Southwest Iowa Composite Squadron.
This is one of their community service projects that they do, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting rid of some really toxic chemicals and getting them out of the landfills. And it's good for the community, good for the nation, and, you know, good for everyone, really.
And law enforcement officials in Western Iowa will be collecting unused prescription medications later this month. The public will have the opportunity to drop off prescription drugs with no questions asked through the Operation Medicine Cabinet event to be held April 29th. The event is being held by the Council Bluffs Police Department and is sponsored by the Federal Drug Enforcement Agency. People can drop off their prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Walgreens in Council Bluffs again on April 29th. Past events have collected more than 4,200 pounds of prescription and over-the-counter drugs, with more than 2,300 residents participating anonymously since 2010. Elsewhere in state news, authorities say customs officials near the Canadian border have taken into custody a man suspected of fatally shooting his girlfriend in a suburb of Des Moines. The man was picked up Sunday at the International Falls, Minnesota. U.S. Customs and Borders Protection officials recognized his car from information in a release put out by police in Johnston, Iowa, where the slaying occurred. Police say the man has yet to be formally charged. The victim's been identified as 34-year-old Agnes Yarley. She was found wounded Saturday night by officers sent to investigate several reports about gunshots at an apartment complex. Police say that Yarley died at the scene. The dive team has recovered the body of a man from a pond in a Des Moines suburb of Urbandale. Police were first called to the Extended Stay America Hotel at around 9 p.m. Saturday, where a man reported that his brother and another man had been swimming in the pond near the hotel when one of them went missing. Officers couldn't find the missing man Saturday night. A Polk City dive team was called in early Sunday morning, and divers found the body a little before 2 p.m. Sunday. Police have not yet released the man's name. An autopsy has been ordered. Well, Iowa lawmakers are aiming to finish the work of the 2017 legislative session this week, but it will require a flurry of votes in the House and Senate. A series of bills outlining more than $7.2 billion in spending for next year's state budgeting year have been drafted, but none have yet reached Governor Terry Branstad's desk.
I think it's going to be a very productive session under difficult circumstances.
Lower than expected state tax revenue prompted a round of cuts to the current year's state budget. An updated and even more depressed report on the revenue in March forced Branstad to recalculate his plan for the next state budget year. Republican lawmakers have decided to go even lower than Branstad by about $38 million.
I think the legislature has been working diligently, and a number of significant improvements in our public policy, I think, are being made.
Policy-related bills that have already dramatically changed Iowa's collective bargaining law and the system for compensating injured workers. The GOP has control of the legislature's debate agenda since Republicans outnumber Democrats in both the House and Senate. Senator Joe Bolcom, a Democrat from Iowa City, says the GOP spending plans close some state parks and will wind up causing tuition hikes at the state's universities and community colleges.
As this Republican budget sees the light of day, it cuts vital services to all Iowans.
Bolcom says the problem is all the giveaways promised to businesses in the form of tax credits, not just reducing taxes, but in some cases prompting the state to write checks to businesses to get more credits than they owe in taxes.
The 99%, they're paying for all these giveaways. And here we are balancing the budgets on their backs.
A bill still is pending in the state Senate that would let doctors prescribe marijuana as a treatment for a number of chronic and debilitating conditions. But Republican House Speaker Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake said the bill is pretty broad, and House members would prefer something more limited.
Happy to work on it. Happy to, have a bill that is helpful to people. But we've got to be able to have a bill that we also have enough support for to actually make work.
Upmeyer says at a minimum, legislators will at least extend the current state law that decriminalized possession of cannabis oil as treatment for chronic epilepsy. That law is set to expire on July the 1st. And a study finds record ethanol and biodiesel production in Iowa in 2016 had a significant impact on the state's economy. The report says renewable fuels supported more than 42,000 Iowa jobs and generated $2.3 billion in household income for Iowans. Study author John Urbacek says that because the fuels are produced in the state, impacts on the state economy are even more important.
What makes the industry so important to Iowa is that virtually all of the feedstock that's used by that industry is produced in the state. So the economic impact, all the dollars that are spent on that stuff, circulate back through the Iowa economy. And that's a bit more important for Iowa than it is for some of the other states.
Urbanczyk says the amount of ethanol that was exported to other countries also has helped the state's economy.
We looked at the volume of export on the U.S. side and figured that the Iowa share of production roughly represents that of the trade, and calculated what the impact coming from trade is. And that is not inconsequential. So I think it points out the fact that foreign trade is not only a fairly large component, but a growing component of economic activity for Iowa as well.
Urbanczyk says while ethanol production expanded in the state in 2016, biodiesel expansion was even greater.
We saw a very small increase in total U.S. ethanol capacity in 2016. And Iowa's capacity also expanded in terms of production capacity, and that helped them a little bit as well.
Iowa's 43 ethanol plants produced a combined record of 4.1 billion gallons of ethanol last year. The study was conducted by ABF Economics and was commissioned by the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. That is a check of our news on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.